KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining me today, the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a man I call a visionary, we have Jason Kronk. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, John.
I guess it's afternoon now, isn't it? Anyway,
good. I guess so.
Yeah, good to have you with me. Okay, so bring us up to date now on how the pandemic's affected life at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Well, it's been a strange and winding journey over the last 5 months, I suppose, since we began asking questions of where people have visited, and then eventually closing our visitation down and adapting to the new normal over the last several months with changing in services and policies and the way that we live life here. And with the governor's order in May to begin a reopening, we began to have smaller groups be able to exercise in our pool and our fitness room. And we're just in our independent living looking to open our dining room for social distancing tables and dining in our Claremont main dining room. So there is some changes happening that are related to what we see around us, but we still have no visitation for our campus for all the residents that live here. No one's allowed inside unless you're a worker, just because we are, especially now with this new spike that we've seen in our community and the report of community spread, we're just vulnerable. And our goal is, and our priority is to maintain the health and wellness of our residents and our staff as best we can, and to do all we can to prevent that virus from coming inside our buildings. And so that's part of what we're doing right now.
Well, you've been very vigilant at this, and for that reason, you've had no cases there on Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
You know, we're blessed to have zero positive cases for both residents and staff. I think, mirror our Greater Valley, which has had a, you know, relatively low number of positive cases. So we're very fortunate there. And we hold our breath, though, I think, every week as we test people who have symptoms. And we test residents, we test staff. But so far, so good. We've had zero positives for both residents and our staff. So that's a good thing.
Well, it looks like the governor has eased some of the restrictions on nursing homes and facilities like yours. And I would imagine you're being very careful about how you begin to open things up.
Yeah, the governor lifted the order directing no visitation in our nursing homes and assisted living across Montana. And his new directive on this subject relies heavily on the guidance that's been issued by both CMS, which is stands for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, and also CDC, Centers for Disease Control. And so although he's lifted his order directing no visitation, all of the providers in our state are still obligated to follow the guidance issued by CMS and CDC. And so from that standpoint, his state executive order was a guidance, and just that, a guidance. And so what that means is that each senior living community is asked to develop our own plan for allowing or not allowing visitation. And we do that in consultation with our local public health authority. And we consider, you know, based on the spikes, as I said, in our area, you know, we're not allowing visitors anywhere on our campus at this time. So protecting our well-being is our number one priority, and that's why we're keeping our policy as it is right now. However, we do have patio visits that we've been doing at our Buffalo Hill Terrace, where families can visit their loved one through a glass wall on our patio deck, and we have been having families visit their loved one through the windows of the rooms at the Emmanuel Skilled Care Center, and we're looking to create a different way for that to happen through a window that we're going to start next week for our skilled nursing facility. So there's a chance for people to see each other, and so we're trying to make it as pleasant as possible in a very trying and challenging time.
Emmanuel Lutheran Communities CEO Jason Kronk is with us. And you'd mentioned earlier state and federal response. I'd like to dig a little deeper into that. We will right after this.
Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community, that's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Joining us today, the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. So, Jason, there's a lot of regulation that goes on in your world and state and federal responses. Talk with us a little bit about how that's worked during the pandemic at Emmanuel.
Yeah, John, we are one of the more heavily regulated industries in our country, and especially as it relates to our skilled nursing facility. You know, skilled nursing facilities, they've said, are the most heavily regulated outside of nuclear power plants in our country. So we have a number of regulations that we have to follow. And during this pandemic, we've had new regulations from CMS, from CDC, from OSHA, all of those new regulations to help protect our residents. But it requires our staff to begin to develop policies around the new regulations, and then to train and educate our staff about what this new policy means. And so we've been busy over the last several months pivoting to this new detail. And we felt really good not too long ago. We had about a month ago, we had the we were one of the first nursing homes to have a focused infection control survey to see how we were doing with the pandemic. And I may have mentioned this before, but I think they left. They said, you guys are doing such a great job. You should bottle what you're doing and sell it to other nursing homes. So we felt really good about that. So policy and living a new life that is protecting our residents, social distancing, wearing masks, of course, has been a big change. The federal government has obviously, we've heard about the CARES Act, and has offered money for businesses, and we've benefited from both the CARES Act through PPP program for our payroll, for our staff, but also for dollars for our HHS has been also based on our participation in the Medicare program. And then I'll have to say, on the state level, the Medicaid program has also stepped up. So in Montana, all nursing homes have received an additional $40 a day, at least through the next 30 days, as it looks, and it's expected to go another 90 days after that to help help our organizations and cover the costs that we've had to incur and costs that we've incurred. You know, we've seen a tremendous a spike in costs for just getting the PPE. Protective equipment to stockpile gowns and for all the face masks that we have to wear now, and all equipment related to food delivery and things of that nature. There's been a large increase with that, and we've seen with the change in the hospital with fewer electives, we've seen fewer residents in our nursing home, and so we see a loss in on the revenue side. So these dollars help organizations like ours weather the storm, and and so we're grateful for the financial support that we've had from both the state and federal level to be able to do that.
This is a little bit off the subject here, Jason, but you can stop all this stuff by shutting everything down and turning your facility into a little more than a series of jail cells. But that's not what you want to create. That's not the environment that people want to live in when they come to a place like Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
You know, in during this pandemic, there's probably no better place for residents to live. And I mean, if, you know, one of the things that we hear about is the number of people who live alone in our community, and they are protecting themselves from getting the virus, but they're also impacted by isolation. And the residents that live here, certainly we want to protect them, but they have interactions with our staff who are social distancing and wearing masks. They have interaction with each other, social distancing, and we have quite a varied program of activities all across campus, which they wouldn't have if they hadn't lived here. So socialization has been a big plus at a time like this where you have to kind of protect yourself staying at home. But at Emmanuel, it's more community more than ever. We've provided in-room meal services across campus, very much like a hotel style. We provide door-to-door, you know, the margarita cart and the wine and cheese cart. So we have fun with residents trying to make the best of the situation. And so there's benefits where we can pivot and provide that concierge service to people for all their needs that they might want. If they want us to buy groceries, we can help arrange for that. So there is a benefit for people who live in a full service retirement community like Emmanuel, and that's a blessing, I guess.
Jason Kronk is our guest. He's the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and I call Jason a visionary, and I really believe that he is, and I'm going to ask him a bit about what the future holds for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities right after this.
Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to its fullest, with programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate, under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about the residences, call 752-9625, 752-9625. Or visit ilcorp.org.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Jason Kronk is the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. He's our guest today. And Jason, we've talked a lot about the residents, but you know, we really haven't talked about your staff yet. And I want to really kind of step up to the plate here and understand the challenges and the way that your staff has dealt with those challenges.
Well, I can imagine, as I think anyone can imagine, when this first began, there was fear of the unknown with our staff in what we were getting ourselves into. And I have to say, over time, I think the training and education with our staff over the last several months has helped instill confidence in what they do and the fact that we're doing all we can with protective equipment, should we have a positive, I think gives them confidence that we're going to be safe and caring for people who might be positive. So I think our staff, first of all, are feeling much, much better about that, and their overall morale is really very good. We just celebrated our CNA week last week and got to celebrate what we call heroes who are working every day across campus, and so the morale is has been really at a high level. We, of course, do a number of things for staff to help keep their spirits high by bringing food trucks in and different ways that we support our local community, but also to reward and help our staff feel good about working here when we can surprise them with a coffee cart truck that is parked outside for them to just, you know, grab their coffee while they're working. And little things like that that have helped. But they've really helped our residents. And I think the general morale is good. Residents, for the most part, seem to understand that we're doing and to know what we're doing and agree with our decisions. Many have expressed their thanks to myself and our teammates across campus There are obviously days that someone might feel low, but I think our staff are very empathetic. They're helping our residents when they're feeling down to feel better. Probably the biggest challenge has been the visitation and where I think the family members on one hand are glad we're protecting our residents, but on the other hand, they're missing them. And we've really become more than ever the eyes and ears for our residents across campus to help them communicate via technology or help communicate through the patio visits or through the window visits. So there is just kind of an adoption to a new world order that we have right now. But I'll say our foundation has really picked up. Our Emanuel Foundation, led by Heidi Hickathier, has been doing extraordinary things, not only in securing PPE by having a grassroots effort of people sewing gowns and masks for us, but she's also raised money that's helped by technology that's helped our residents connect with family members, not only through FaceTime and Skype, but also through new technology that we've been able to bring here. And one of the more exciting things that we've brought on is called virtual reality. And we have these headsets that residents wear. And it really, today's virtual reality, it takes them anywhere in the world. And it's been a big hit as we have it. And residents are adopting to technology. So that's been a new thing. You know, people we hadn't expected before have really learned to adopt to technology. So our residents are evolving as we support them to live the best life while they're here on our campus.
All right, so I called you a visionary, and that was a bit of a setup. I didn't mean it to be that way, but I do view you as someone who kind of sees the big picture and sees what the future can hold. So kind of give us a little taste of what's ahead as far as the industry that you're in.
Okay, that's a great question. We know that more and more people want to stay at home longer, and the future, I really believe, is a virtual retirement community where you can live in your home, become a member of Emanuel Lutheran Communities, and through technology, you can be connected. But as a member, you can come and dine with us. You can come to our lectures. You can exercise in our pool, in our fitness room. You can live the life you want to live. But know that if something does happen to you, that we have your back, that we give you priority access to our post-acute care, to our assisted living, to our campus amenities, whatever you need. And if you need something brought to your home, we're going to bring you that housekeeper. We're going to bring you meals. We're going to give you flexibility. But I really think that Montana, as it's aging, fifth fastest in the country, 45 states, won't be where we are for the next 10 years. That's how fast Montana's aging by percentage, that people are going to want to stay at home, and we can't build bricks and mortar fast enough to meet the growing demand of people who want a comfortable place to live and who want a life full of purpose and a community where they can feel connected that gives them opportunities to travel the world. You know, we have residents that travel in travel clubs on our campus. Well, the residents who might live at home can be part of those travel clubs that they're traveling, going on cruises and different things. So, you know, it's a life full of purpose, and it's what one of our member organizations, we're a member of a group of other independent retirement communities, they call repriorment. It's not retirement, it's repriorment. And so as people adjust to their new third of their life, we want to be a complement to their dreams so that they can live the life, but know that there's a bigger organization behind them if they ever need it. And that's what Emanuel will offer. And I think that gives not only the residents peace of mind, it gives their adult children peace of mind, especially if they don't live nearby, you know, knowing that someone's checking on them if they ever needed some assistance.
Boy, I you're right. Yeah, I'm right. You are a visionary. Jason Kronk is the CEO of Emanuel Lutheran Communities. We're lucky to have you, and thank you for sharing your thoughts and your ideas with us today.
Thank you so much, John. My pleasure.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.